begin the Karan Dav Masechet Zion Dav Mem Alef. Begin on the day. Begin the Tzitzit Mazel. Begin with the Gemara. Behai Oyla Azul Nedava. This Oyla, which has no utility, goes for Nedava. So Tais explains Lavan Nedves Tzibur Kama. It's not saying that it's Nedava of the Tzibur, which is as the Kaitz Mizbech, when the Mizbech is idle and you bring Karbonas. That's not what it means, because the Amper come the Shavuos. The Gemara says in the first Pekish Shavuos, Dafid Beis and Beis, they make Kitzim Oyla. If you don't do the dessert of the Mizbech with a bird Oyla, and here we talk about another Oyla. Rather, must be when you say that this oil is coming as a nadava, it means as a private, a person's nadava, as an oil saif. But that's but the wording is difficult. The comma asl nadava, so it goes to the nadava, which the b'chol duchta mean nadava and the shafars wasn't nadava. It means it goes to the boxes, which is nevesiber, which is nevesiber. So how could we say that's a neves yachid? That's just especially what you could say is how they my kids and my lasa alayv. This that we say that you don't usually do a dessert of the mizbeach with the lasa alayv. Hainu the in lakech liketchila that you don't initially buy minamayis from the money shel nadava of the donations that you have in the boxes. You don't buy oifas lockets. You don't buy brick kabanas to use for dessert. But if it does turn out in a situation like over here where you have this default position that it's unnecessary, it's a nadava. Then you're right. Actually, makitzamay actually would use it. For the, when the mizbech is idle, as nadava for the tzima. Abba kashem is difficult. Amayle maisle erles yachid. Why? Wait. So we're saying, okay, it is an idvas tzima. But the question is, but why don't you bring it as a yachid, meaning as the person's own private oila? Kehida nami nazer bebek mishal maharini nadav b'sham and that brought in dafcham dal masach des nazer ha'isha nadav b'nazer. But woman took a vow to become a nazir. Behifrishas behemta and she actually was as a nazir and she designated her animals. And then and her husband went and was maven in the nazirs when they heard about it, out until where it says, okay, what do you do now? So retroactively, these kabbalists were not necessary because it turns out she really wasn't a nazira. So Chatas Thomas, the Chatas left to die. Ha'ayla is taken by the sacrifice of Ayla. Vishlam, Mika Vishlam, the Shlam is brought as a Shlam. So we see in a situation where she erroneously was Makadish these kabbalists, that you sacrifice it as a carbon yachid. So why don't you say something over here by this bird that. When you're saying it's a carbon tzibur, but why aren't you being as a carbon yachid? If somebody tells you what you could say, Yishani has no lyric different. Given the kvar here, Fisher called carbon itself, she really separated and she designated all her carbonas. So Kvalod Shema, so already was designated for the namesake of the carbonas. So it's already her carbonas. Abul Hacha, the Loyal Carbonas, really did not take all the carbonas. Loyal Kvalay wasn't really established for him. Lachyaz, and then Vasiba, therefore, we don't consider it as a nidvas yachid. It's rather considered as a nidvas tzibur. That's one approach. Or another person says, it seems to me that the truth is that here also actually means nidvas yachid, as we brought from the nazira. Aye, so what's with the wording? So the story says, no, the halacha coming here, we're saying that stama, asl nadava, when we're saying that goes to nadava, beloi kama, doesn't say tikkur v'ayla gedavasa, doesn't say the same wording, it says over there, there should be segments of ayla, which, like we're saying, what do you mean, it's a nidvas yachid, why don't we say that? So the story says, the reason why we don't say this, l'vishay nav kuzibidav, because there's no difference anyway. There really is no difference if it's oil that's coming because as a necessity of the yachid. That is quote unquote nadava the tzibur. Because either one ain't turned the smicha, but the nesachim doesn't require smicha, doesn't require nesachim, and the reason is because the oif ain't turned nesachim or smicha. Anyway, bird kabbans do not require nesachim and smicha, which that's usually the difference if it's nidvas yachid the tzibur. That doesn't apply over here. Because Tay says, Abul ilz behema regarding the behema shibabishal yachid. When it's an animal oil, there's a discrepancy, there's a significance. Because there, Shibab Shvil Yach, when it comes from an individual, to Nusach Mishaloy has to have his own libation, Vimi Karban Adashim. And if it's also of men versus women, to Smicha has to have Smicha. Whereas if Shibab Nidvas Tzibur, when it comes from the Tzibur, then the Sech Harim Krim Mishal Tzibur, then Nusachim Krim the Tzibur, and to Smicha does not require Smicha. And if I Kain, and moreover, another difference is if it's a Kain, Abidas Abayu Shaloy. The abayda of it and the hides of the animal are his. Kishibab b'shvil yachid when it comes like so to speak nidvas yachid. But kishibab nidvas tzibur when it comes to the tzibur, abedas of oil lanjim mishmar goes to the people in the mishmar. Hachem afurish b'tmura perak elukachem nevchav meveiz. And therefore there is no significance. So there's no necessity to have to say that nidvas yachid. Now, although that what I mean even by oiv, although there's no difference regarding oira. Because it's anyways oila which totally sacrifices the mizbeach, but they can have kusam. But there is a difference in the avodasa regarding the avoda. Shemakriva afil v'mishmer shen shaloi that he can sacrifice even though it's not his own mishmer, a kind of carbon tzibur. So the Gemara should have used that singular, like the carbon yachad terminology. Still, so Tais says, no, given the imin kain, since lemaisev, there's no kain. There's not given any relevancy. So kama stavas nedver, just says in general, aslan daba goes in the daba, although, yeah, technically you could really say it's a nedver yachad, but there's no nafkamin anyway. There's three different types of red threads. And the Gemara says the differences between them. If you're already counting all the red threads, why don't you count also the Sar Panimi, which also has a red thread, as we learned in Mishnah. So it says, nearly, it seems to me, Mishnah, that he will have a liquidation like Yisar. That's not really intrinsically the necessity of a red thread. It's only that it shouldn't get mixed up with the other carbonas. So, if it didn't have a measurement at all, and here we're talking about measurements. But regarding the rest of these three that we're mentioning, given the Yisrim Tzerf, since there is a necessity for them, there's an intrinsic need for them, have a Lushir, so therefore there's going to be a measurement. So what do you mean? How could you say all three require necessity? Either one or the Higo that sent up the cliff, what was the necessity of that red string? You needed to know if it's going to turn white, like it said in the passing, Kesheli Gabinu, that if it's red like the string, if their sins are red, then it's going to be white like the snow that they had to see when it turned white, and therefore there was a necessity in contrast to that of the Sar HaPanim, and therefore the Sar HaPanim is not mentioned.